We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Louise is calling from Florida. What's up, Louise?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. What's
hey,
up?
Buddy.
Good. Two questions. The first one is, who decided to put, I don't know if you guys know, who decided to put Lindor as the lead outfielder?
Well, I mean, I heard, and thank you for the call, Louise, I heard that Mendy's a big fan of the show, and he listened to us discussing it here, and then me on Baseball Night in New York, and he went with Lindor. No, Mendoza did it, but he did it weeks after I was saying that he should have Lindor bat leadoff. They needed to change something up. I mean, he did it, I think, on May 18th or so.
Is that what it was?
And I was saying it a couple weeks before that because the idea was, oh, Lindor stinks. You got to move him down. And I said, move him up. You got to get him going. But it was Carlos Mendoza, obviously, who, I mean, I would assume, I shouldn't say obviously, but Mendoza's had a good run of control over there as far as Stern sitting back and letting him do his thing with that lineup. I don't believe that that was a data applicator situation. So I would give Mendoza credit when he moved Lindor to the leadoff spot.
Yeah, I mean, I not that I wouldn't give him credit. I think there's probably a collaboration on some level that he's a first-year manager. But listen, I mean, it's modern-day baseball. You crunch some numbers and You give a manager some room to stamp his team and do what he thinks he needs to do. So I would think that Mendy had some influence. I'd definitely be a little surprised if it was all him. But at this point, it doesn't matter. Whether it's him or jointly, they made the right decision.
And he's not coming out of that leadoff spot ever. I mean, you can't, not with the success that he's had. Tom is calling from Milford, Connecticut. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, boys? Thanks for having me on.
How are you, Tom?
I'm good. I got a take on this recent winning streak, and it's not Grimace. I think that the key is, what the last two callers have kind of said, is taking the pressure off of Lindor and Alonso. And so putting Lindor in that leadoff spot, I think, you know, taking him out of that three spot has helped him. And I think the recent resurgence of J.D. Martinez hitting the way he has taken the pressure off of Alonso. And I think going forward, the Mets should use this as the blueprint. I think I'm actually in favor of re-signing Alonso, but just thinking of him and Lindor a little differently, like maybe they aren't 1-2. You know, you bring in Soto, he's your one.
Right.
And then you got great pieces like Lindor, get on base. Alonso can mash. So I think that should be the blueprint going forward. I think Alonso could still be a big component to this team, and I still like him. I don't think when they're in that 1A, 1B, I don't think they perform. So you got to think a little differently.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
I think that's accurate. I think that's fair. I think you believe, it's not about liking. I think you believe in Pete more than me. Pete's a one-dimensional baseball player. I mean, we can try to cut this nut a million different ways. You know, pro Pete, negative Pete, in the middle, do this, do that. Pete's a one-tool guy. Doesn't run, average fielder, average arm, doesn't hit for average. You know, he hits home runs. That's it.
But that's a good thing.
No, it's for sure.
If it's a supplement.
Yes.
And not the guy.
But he's not looking to get paid on a supplemental level.
Well, he may not have a choice.
Maybe.
I mean, he's not getting, I don't care what he does the rest of the way, he's not getting a five, six-year deal more than what the Mets already offered him that he turned down. What was it, the 160 or something like that?
167.
Yeah, okay. Right. He's not getting more than, end of story.
I agree. He's not. He shouldn't. He's not that guy. He's righty. He's 30. He's a first baseman. He's heavy-footed. So we all know the deal, but you know, he's also one of the preeminent power hitters. The problem is, you know, I don't even want to say the problem is because this is a largely positive show here. And Mets right now, they're rocking. They're the hottest team in baseball. Keep this going six straight. You're a game out of the wild card. Most of the teams in front of you stink. I personally think you're better than almost every one of them, if not all of them. But I with Pete now, we talked about this coming into the season, Sal. All right, In 2023, the average was down. Would that be the anomaly? Would that prove to be an outlier statistic?
It is not.
And it has not. And that's not a good thing.
Also, when you're trying to look to next year, because I do like the idea, and I'm torn myself.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buyer car online. Really?
Because I do like the idea that you bring in Soto to be the number one. Soto, Lindor, some of the younger guys in there, Alvarez. Could Pete be a part of that? And theoretically, yes, his power would play there. Also, keep in mind, J.D. Martinez likely would not. So now you have to replace that.
You know, why not, though? You know, you said that yesterday. Okay, like, why can't you bring him back? He probably loves it here.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you could. But again, you're not talking about a... All right, and then I guess you bring it back for a year.
Yeah, for a year.
And then from there, you find out if you can find another DH somewhere.
Mauricio's fully healthy. See what you got with Vientos, maybe the other kids. I mean, I'm just, we got to piece it together, Sal.
Yes, I understand that. I guess my hesitation is that Soto was a big enough piece to where it changes the core.
Mm-hmm.
But is it enough to just bring him in and keep everybody else? Outside of McNeil, like McNeil will be gone. I don't doubt that. But
Marte's got to be gone at that point.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's still here another year. Like next year, the goal is supposed to be taking this team that can compete for a playoff spot this year to a team that can legitimately compete next year. Like legitimately compete at the highest of levels next year.
I still think that that's a reach. We've talked about this. Although you never know. Baseball's wacky, but you need some power arms up there. You know, in a lot of ways, we talk about the additions the Mets need to do and to have this offseason. You always focus on Soto, which I get. But I think in a lot of ways, they could help fortify their future almost as much by deletions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
I think
know.
It's both.
I understood. Eric is calling from Trenton. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
What's up?
Sal, I missed you on overnight, yo, but it's good to hear you in the daytime, too.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, no problem. Listen, now... We've all heard the term June swoon, talking about when the Mets would play well in April and May, then June would come and they would tank. It's kind of the opposite this year. It seems like they played not so well April and May, and now they're taking off. I think this is because this is like a time when everybody is kind of playing at their peak performance. You know, this is the time of year everybody wants to make the All-Star team. Everybody wants to make sure their team's not broken up at the trade deadline. You'll see that a lot of teams that make the playoffs, they usually have good Junes because everybody's kind of gotten into the flow of things. You know, the pitchers all are stretched out. The bullpen guys know their role. The hitters have all kind of tweaked their swings in just the right way. Everybody's comfortable. They like the warm weather. It's like a number of things that can make good teams play better in June.
Maybe
this is more of what we're going to see going down the stretch for the Mets than what we saw in April and May.
Well, but Eric, I think that maybe, thanks for the call there, buddy. I think that applies to certain players who historically are cold starters like Lindor. I don't think that that's really like a theory that I would apply to good teams. Like, good teams generally come out well in April and they just rock the whole summer.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't really feel that.
To me, it was more than just, well, Lindor's a good player who's off to another slow start. The team was a mess.
Oh, God, you're not going to like what I just found here.
What? What? What do you get? Oh, God. What? I'm actually in a good mood. I'm starting to get
sorry.
In a good mood. No, what do you
I'm
got?
Not
going to
play
no,
it for you. That. It's a Grimace commercial from 1973 on YouTube.
Wow, while you're soaking up a little sun, we'll soak up some McDonald's Frosty Thick Shakes.
You sure this is even arable?
I mean, we've got to get him some speech lessons here. Grimace needs to become a little more well-versed with the spoken word if he's going to be assembled with the Mets Renaissance.
You know, I must say one thing.
Yes.
I don't want Grimace to be a focal point any longer.
You mean like on the show or with everybody?
No, I mean with everybody.
He's going, Sal, it's only going to grow. That's why you may as well embrace it. It's not going away. They're undefeated since he threw out the first pitch, 6-0.
All right, so what will it take, a loss or two?
That's a good question.
What will it take to kill Grimace?
That's a good question. But if I'm you, I don't even want to find out. Mm. Like, if I'm you, I'm not asking why. I'm just going to ride the wave.
Unfortunately, I might have to. BT, I might have to just embrace it. I can't fight it any longer. The Grimace momentum is too much to contain.
It's a real thing.